Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you know what it is, the kid Buck Bandit Reno, CEO slash host of Buck Bandit TV. We are here on the first Friday Night Fire here on PS Station, PS Radio, Philly Shine Radio, whatever you want to call it. You know, we got co-host, lovely co-host, Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks, do that. What's going on, baby?
Hey, everybody, it's your girl, Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks, a.k.a. Miss Do That.
Miss Do That. That's what's up. Let me get some of the numbers and some of the websites so everybody know how to get in contact with us. You can hit up buckbandittvmagazine.yolasite.com right now to listen to the show live. Facebook.com/buckbandittvmagazine. Twitter, same thing. Twitter.com/buckbandittv. The contacts to get on Buck Bandit TV Magazine, 443 Buck Bandit TV Mag, BBTV Mag, that's 443-228-8624. And to get on Buck Bandit TV Radio, dial 224 My Track, you know what I mean? And send all your music. We only want the hottest music. That's what we messing with, the hottest music. Miss Banks, give out your website so the fellas know how to get in contact with you, babe.
You can book me at VAWATSON09@yahoo.com. Again, that's VAWATSON09@yahoo.com. You can catch me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/MissBanks215. That's www.com/MissBanks215.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. So we got a special guest, Show Tizzy, in the building. I see you on the line, brother. Just hold on. You know what I'm saying? We definitely going to shout you out a little bit when we come back, talk about Silverback Season 2, the DVD. Definitely hit the streets, the hottest DVD in the streets, co-edited by yours truly. You know what I'm saying? So that thing was definitely fire. And we're going to talk about the Silverback Season mixtape that he got coming. Artists looking for slots, you definitely can hit him up. We're going to talk to him soon, come back from this track, and we're going to answer some callers because a lot of people waiting to talk to us, me, Miss Banks. A lot of people is definitely waiting to talk to Show Tizzy Flyboy. So we will be back to talk to him right after this.
Yeah, I know.
Bitch ass niggas ain't fucking with me. Fuck Bandit Reno torching, I burn that ass to the third degree. CBTV, don't act like you ain't heard of me. Before this rap, I was in this track. Either way, coming out like who wanted with real. Yeah, you can't get up on my level. When the deal, throw it on the table. Let's negotiate and settle. I'm all about my paper. I think I got my mojo. Yeah, I did this for my city. Built this shit all on my solo. Paparazzi spot me, bitch, I'm walking promo. Flyboy hat with the flyboy shirt, hating, that's a no-no. You don't want my soldiers to pull up and hit you with that fofo. Wrist stains on your shirt, and you just bought that polo. Yeah, y'all niggas so-so, cause y'all niggas is JoJo. on my shit, get off my dick, yeah, y'all niggas is homo. I can get it for cheap, but keep that on that logo. Can't afford to pay attention, y'all niggas got no dough.
Yeah, I know, I know.
I be shitting on the night.
Yeah, I know,
I be throwing out the mud.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
Don't
tell
me you ain't
ready
for that.
Yeah, I know, yeah, I know.
I be getting ready for that.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck busy, we got
ready.
Niggas hating on the book, yeah.
I don't like the look of it.
Yeah. Don't ever try to touch me. I do this for my hood.
Uptown,
we'll be wishing nigga would. Top that. Oh, I think this nigga should. Cadillac with the interior wood. Yeah, you can't hate me, but your girlfriend wanna date me. You ain't her, I'm a boss, nigga. You can never play me. That mugger. Bitch, I'm all about my gravy. Even when I run from the paper, it's still supposed to protect me. Yeah. I'm like a magnet for De Niro. Fucking with my paper, leave you stiff just like a scarecrow. For Ben DeRino, but you ain't get the memo. I hit that quick and I take it back. Treat bitches like a rental. So bad boy, what you gonna do? Talking all that shit, you biting off more than you can chew. Think you know me, you don't know me, homie, you ain't got a clue. If you wanna get this paper, boy, watch what I do.
Yeah, yeah, you know what it is. Like I said, Friday night fire, the first Friday we here live. Buck Bandit Reno, your host, co-host, the lovely, lovely Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Bat. You already know. We got a couple callers on online that want to show some love. KM Links, you already know your line already open.
Ha! What's going down? Yeah, first
you
night.
You already know. We definitely got some hot shit coming from you deeper that you premiered on Buck Bandit TV magazine .yolasite.com. You know what I mean? He definitely killing everybody with the views. His Hot 16 is crushing the game right now. But we got him on the line with us. He gonna be with us all night, you know. We wanna get to another caller. We got 443-570. What's poppin'? Hello? 443-570?
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
Hey, shit, this is Jay from Baltimore. Shout out my nigga Gutter Man, V Da Vinci.
Okay,
day,
okay.
I'm here chilling with us.
Oh, that's what's
music.
Up. That's what's up. We definitely got Gutter Man Da Vinci on the line right now. Your
ooh,
line open.
Chill, my man. Yeah, I mean, we out here. Ready to sort of buck some love, but you know how we do what we do what we do what we do. Miss Banks, hello.
Hello.
You already know Miss Banks.
I'm good.
Yeah,
Miss Banks
good.
Is in the building. I told everybody I was going to bring Miss Banks. In the building. They didn't believe me. You know what I'm saying? Let's get to another caller. We got 215-533.
What's good, Reno? It's your boy, it's B Smith.
Beast. Oh, okay. What's good, B? For those of you who don't know,
yeah,
Beast, you know what I mean? The former co-owner of Adams Lanes. He definitely gave us the shout out. Let us use Adams Lanes for BBTV Presents. We appreciate that. Episode
yeah.
1 and 2.
Yeah, what's going on, Miss Banks?
Hey, you going?
I'm good.
And we're making that a requirement for tonight. When you come on the line, you got to say hello to Miss Banks. All right. We ain't playing that soft stuff. It's all men in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I mean? So we got, I want to answer another caller because we got a lot of callers on the line. Let's get a 215-341 in the building.
What's up, Reno? How you doing, Miss Banks?
How you doing? Hey, Ima. How you doing,
baby?
What's poppin'? Who's this?
Reno?
Who this?
Seema.
Oh, Seema, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Seema in the building. All the fellas.
I'll show you some love.
All the fellas, you definitely got to say, right now I'm going to count to three. All the fellas got to say hi to Seema and hi to Miss Banks. So y'all got to count to three. Miss Banks is first, Seema is second. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Miss Banks, Seema, what it is.
Miss Banks.
Oh, man, y'all off tonight.
So good, baby.
Y'all off.
coordinator.
Y'all off, man. That's not how you turn the ladies on, brothers. Y'all already know that, goddammit.
443-570-1389.
Yeah. But definitely, we waiting for Show Tizzy to call in to talk about Silverback Season 2 DVD.
Yeah.
If you don't have that. Yes, the hottest DVD in the streets. If you ain't got that right now, you haven't seen it, go look at the trailer and it's going to make you want to get it. That's definitely. You know, we got it.
Missing out.
Yeah. And we definitely got a topic.
Not feeling it, so.
Yes, sir. And we definitely got a topic for tonight. You know what I mean? Is how do you feel that it's loops? And do you feel that it's loops in the game blocking people out? You know, stopping people from getting shine? You know what I'm saying? The underground music. And a lot of people I know got some strong feelings on this. You know what I mean? Some people think, you know, you got to grind hard to, you know, get them to play your music. Some people think, like, look, some people, they just not going to let make it because they hating on them. You know what I'm saying? So we want to get a lot of people. We want to get y'all opinions on this. And I want to, before I ask anybody, I want to ask Ms. Banks first, because even though you're not an artist, you're in the modeling industry, I can see how there could be loops or something like that blocking certain models out and stuff like that. Like, how do you feel about the situation?
Yeah, it's definitely loops. If you're not what they want, if they can't basically do what they want with you, if you're not a robot doing what they ask them, they ain't putting you on, period. Gotta be what they want, when they want, how they want, at their beck and call. That's just all of what it is. It's their image, not yours. They make you the way they want you.
So basically, so I'm saying, like, as a model trying to get into the game, right, do you feel as though if you shining a little too much that that there's a loop of other models trying to stop you from getting certain jobs because they don't?
Of course. You know, they bad mouth your name. They do what they will with you only because they haven't gotten where you're up to or because they're just hating.
Yeah, I can see how it could be in the model industry. Let's talk to a couple of the fellas and let's ask them how they feel about that, you know what I'm saying? In the brief description, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to ask my man KM, because KM show love all the time to BBTV. He come through, he lay fire, you know what I'm saying? Like, KM.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, yeah.
Do you feel like it's loops and politics holding people back in the game?
You know what, like, right now, like, honestly, like, just far as, like, even with the underground, not just speaking on mainstream, like, far as the underground, it feels like it's like a force out there that's trying to stop people from shining at all. It's, I guess, like, the cats that's, like, you know, that's had the game for so long and shit, and they don't want to pass the torch along and shit, and it seems like they only letting a certain amount of motherfuckers shine at a time. Whatnot, you know what I'm saying? It seems like that, but that's because us as artists, we giving all the focus to like one deity, you know what I'm saying? One source. I'm not going to say the name, who he be, you know what I'm saying? But everybody know who that boy is and shit, you know what I'm saying? But it's other shit out here, man. It's other outlets. It's BBTV out here. We got URE Radio. It's all kind of outlets where so we can shine at. You know what I'm saying? We utilize that, man. The motherfuckers would be powerless for shit. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Yeah. And we definitely got our guests in the building, so I got to hold everything and get this man a shout-out, because he did this hard work, this filming that I got a chance to co-edit with him. Feeling great to be a part of that project. Let's give a shout out for Show Tizzy Flyboy.
What's up?
What it do,
Joe Tizzy? What's poppin', sir?
Hey, man, I'm chillin' right now, man. What it do, dude?
Definitely coolin'. Yo, we got you. The Silverback Season 2 DVD hit the streets. Let the people know what that thing did, because I heard it did, as you say, what, Avatar numbers?
I'll tell you, Avatar, The Last Airbender. And
hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
Right.
And, Yeah, and a lot of people, I know a lot of people approached you about it or whatever like that. What's some of the feedback that you got from the artist perspective, and some from the higher perspective that you would call more than an artist?
All the people in the streets, they love that joint, but, you know, the powers that be, they ain't really like it too much. Exposing too much info.
Yeah, you know what that was about.
Yeah.
Yeah. And... So basically, do you feel as though that because that you exposed some of the stuff, or not even exposed, because you put out there what a lot of people are scared to put out there, that a lot of this kickback gonna come to you as far as them trying to, you know, block the Super Fly Boys out the game?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It already started. It's like guilty by association. So anybody who associated with us, he might feel some type of way towards them. So people.
Okay, by he, could you describe who?
Same motherfucker I was talking about.
Same motherfucker I was talking about.
Same motherfucker I was talking about.
The bull cap, yeah. Ain't nobody. We ain't no secret.
So you know what I'm saying? With the game going how it is, and I see how. You know, I seen the interview on Bad Cave Radio, and you definitely held it down, you know what I'm saying? You got them to admit a little couple things on the sneak tip that maybe a couple of people ain't catch, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I mean, as far as you going up there, you representing for the streets, do you feel as though you got the whole point across to them? Do you feel as though they got the point of what you was bringing to the table with your project?
No, they ain't get it at all.
What's the point where you were trying to get across for the project? Like, what was you trying to put out there?
People who rap already know what's going on, but the fans don't know. They just pick up a DVD or they pick up a CD, listen, they think that's all that's to it. Like, let's just let the fans know that it's more than what they think. It's more than just somebody being hot and somebody being nice that's buzzing. It's more to it than that. Certain people got to do certain stuff to get to the spot that they in. I mean,
real true story. Real rap. I agree with you,
dog.
Yeah. So you feel as though the game is mainly made up, as we all know, like, I know it's a business. You know it's a business. You know, you're not scared money don't make money. You know what I'm saying? And you get what you get back, what you put in. So you feel as though a lot of artists got it mixed up, that is something supposed to be given to you, or do you feel as though it should be equal opportunity for everybody? Whoever got the hottest music should be able to get that exposure.
It should be like that, but it ain't been like that since probably like the early 90s. So, as of right
you
now...
You feel it's because of the particular people?
Not even that. It's just because of the money. That's all it is. It's because of money. Once
they
money
just
get
want
involved,
they palm greed.
Yeah, once money get involved, everything else change. Everything transfer. If niggas was rapping just to rap, it wouldn't even matter who was hot. I mean, if niggas was rapping just to rap, then it would really matter who hot and who not. When money get involved, you can be the worst rapper in the world. You got a couple dollars to spend, you gonna be him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Yes, sir. So I want to get more into this topic. Shout out to all the callers. Press that one if you want to lock in with your host Buck Bandit Reno and co-host Miss Buck Bandit Barbie Miss Banks.
Oh yeah.
And Show Tizzy the Flyboy is definitely on the line. We had a couple people who said they was gonna call up and surprise Show Tizzy. I mean, talk about the DVD with us. But I'm gonna get into this quick song real quick because we got Flyboy in the building, and it wouldn't be right if I didn't play this. You know what I'm saying? It don't even make sense. You dig me?
Yeah.
Dig it.
That's why these lames can't stand it like they been Gundy. Years back I was a charger like Stan Humphrey. All up in that crocodile like my man Dundee. See, I'd rather have the wisdom instead of money. And my credit on the streets is a 720. I be on some fly shit so I ain't never bummy. Far as bras, I won't touch them if they smell as funny. X around, I'm a thorough young bro. Young legend in the city like I'm Earl Monroe. See these wings on my hat, got your girl gung-ho. So when I leave, then your girl gon' go. Cause I'm a fly boy. Grind cause I let it grind. Wanna see my brother shine. And they come to Tizzy, cause Tizzy got that other kind. All your flow stepped on. Tizzy got that butter kind. Middle of December. But got him thinking that it's summertime.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
Rattling the fast, we treadin', we stackin'.
Yup.
Rattling the fast, we treadin', we
know we doing that. We on Venango. Grind all the time and keep my eyes open. You on the internet, looking for a job opening. We pop champagne and back to back lime rolling. You gon' need a locksmith to get my eyes open. Soon as I hit the club, it be going down. I got 1,000 ones, we could go around. I got 10 bottles of rose just to go around. He threw money in the air. It's snowing now. You could build a snowman on the dance floor. Go ahead and pick it up, that's what it's there for. No questions asked if you want that fast paper, quick paper, slow paper. Paper is better than no paper. Rapping a fashion, I'm acting, I'm stacking. You've been going for a while, they was asking what happened. I was deep in the books, defining the word trapping. In the cosmos, wings fly in the dragon. Crazy, I'm spitting that tip, so every line hazy. We got fly, now they mad at our crew. I'm in that cat shit, and it's Avatar blue. A couple stacks on me, and I got it from the stand. I give them fly talk, I'm the hottest on the land. I'm getting money every day, that's a great look. They get in my space, you gon' see Facebook. Fly sees the competition getting tucked out. Suckers biting the wind like they eating at our cookout. Across from the rainbow is where the shirts go. We chasing that green till we get the turf toe. I got the blueberry haze, I'm the fruit man. And we selling more bananas than the fruit stand. I hustle and track, so I got a super grind. And I throw that shit on too, that's why I'm super fly.
Grind Crazy by the Super Fly Boys. That was Show Tizzy the Don, Jalil, Killer Del Castro. You know what I mean? Super Fly Face, Fly Boys. Definitely fire. Show Tizzy the Don. We back here to talk to Show Tizzy. Like I said, we had a couple people calling up. Said they was going to call up to speak to you. But back to this, you know what I'm saying? Back to this DVD, like. It's hot, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen it probably more than anybody, you know what I'm saying? And it's hot. The whole concept to me, I feel like it's hot, and you gave people a chance to see another side of these artists that's in Philly, you know what I'm saying? So explain how you really got that inspiration to really do this DVD.
Pretty much the fraud shit, like, people pretty
What made
much
you get up and, you know... I got to do this shit.
Just cause, I don't know. It ain't one particular thing. It's just a whole bunch of little shit that just added up.
Okay.
Just like, man, fuck it. Might as well just show what's going on because this shit kind of freaky out there. People just confused. Like, they piping the wrong motherfuckers. I mean?
Right. Right,
y'all
right.
Let know that these people y'all piping, they ain't really you think they is.
I agree with you, dog. You know what I'm saying? 100. Like, there's a lot of people that people don't get to see or understand because of the people that's out there trying to, you know what I mean, get their extra shine on, you know what I'm saying? Or, and when it's hot, the niggas that ain't being hurt. So you put it out there for real, bro.
Yeah, that's got a man, Da Vinci, talking.
That's love, homeboy.
And we got Miss owner of the station out here. Your line definitely open, babe. Mine is fire. What's going on, babe?
Honest. What's up, babe?
Hey,
you know
up?
She know. Honest, fire.
Hey, what's good? How y'all doing tonight?
I'm not alone, you know what I mean? I definitely came with my bag of tricks. It's like, no, I come to show love to Fridays on Philly Shine Radio. What's up, Show with Tizzy? What up, Gutter Man? What's up, Reno?
What's up?
Yeah, Miss Banks. Don't forget about Miss Banks. Miss Banks.
Miss Beautiful Banks. I haven't heard her.
I will spank her if she forgets about me.
her
over my knee and spank her.
Ooh.
Don't get too excited, guys. Don't get too excited.
All right,
that, she's getting aggressive, and I love it. No problem. That's how she go.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Friday night fire. We got girl-on-girl action the first night. Give it up. Give it up, fellas. Give it up, fellas.
Imaginary. Fantasy, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
Give it up, fellas.
Some fun. It's another girl in the building. Yeah. Also, I brought Miss Sue with me. I brought my Sue with me all the way from Georgia. You know, I had to bring the sick Miss in the building. Say hi to everybody on Philly Shine, Sue.
What's up? How
are
you?
What's going on? That's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely keep it locked. We definitely talking to Show Tizzy, the Don Superfly Boy. We got some hot music coming up for you. Yeah, I mean, Show Tizzy going to be with us for the first whole hour, and hopefully he'll stay longer. Honest. This is not Philly Shine, baby. Quiet down. Now it's my show, right? Now I can mute you. How about that? Now, Miss Honest Fire is muted. You know what I mean? Paper. It's like, no, I unmute you. I'm just playing. But we got another call on the line. I want to answer this real quick, Honest. We got 610-400 in the building. What's popping? 610-400.
Oh, sorry. Hey, Reno, it's Niecy. I was just letting you know I'm listening.
Okay, Niecy. You know I like that. More ladies. We want the ladies. Even if you just want to listen. You know what I'm saying? You can just listen in. You don't have to talk. You can listen in. We welcome everybody here on the Philly Shine Station / Buck Bandit TV Radio. But
yeah,
you can stay on the line.
Got Amanda Vinci.
Okay.
What's up,
no boo loving on the show, goddammit. Keep that shit in the closed door.
All right.
But stay on the line.
Tuesday show.
I'm going to stay on the line.
Okay, stay on the line, listen on, and we're going to get to some more callers because we got Show Tizzy on the line, and we need to talk about Silverback Season 2. You know what I mean? It's only right. We got 267-444. What's good? You on Friday Night Fire.
Reno, what's up, baby?
What's popping? Who calling in?
This is Maul, baby. What's up?
Maul, my nigga Maul. What's popping?
Ain't nothing, baby. We out here, man. I'm on the block, you know, I'm holding it down right now, man.
You already know. Uptown in the building, my man, Maul. Definitely hanging. We got some hot music for you to listen to, bro. I appreciate you calling.
Hey, I just
want
to call you up and show you some love, dog. I mean, when you get back and run away, you know, man, that devil, that Jesus, please holler at me, dog.
I got you, baby. I'm going to get to some more callers. Hang on. I mean, if you can, listen to some hot music we got for you. We got Show Tizzy the Don in the building. We got Miss Banks, Buck Bandit Barbie in the building. Sun is so lovely over there. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my boy.
You hear that, Mom? You hear that? You know what I mean? You hear that? Hold on. Back down, boys. That's mine. You know what I'm saying? All right. And let's get to another caller. We got 609-868 in the building.
Yo, what's going on? It's Chelly, Exponent Entertainer, Efficiency Radio, UME Radio Live, Raw.
That's
South.
What I'm talking about. Chelly, what's popping?
Buck Bandit, checking in. What's up? What's going on?
What's popping, Chelly? Definitely got the store. Look at the new promo on Buck Bandit TV down on, give them the address, Chelly.
Yeah, I was just down there today.
South 5th Street, right on the corner of 5th and South, next to T-Mobile.
Okay. Okay, definitely we're trying to turn that to the PSP store, so look out for some episodes from Buck Bandit TV on there. We definitely going to shoot a couple episodes at Raw, you know what I'm saying? Definitely official. Shout out to No Frills. You know what I mean? He's about to show love on the mixtape.
Oh, you
got
to put the one to go back in line.
It's up. All right, so definitely I'm going to get to this block caller because Honest Fire, she don't answer block callers, but I'm going to answer block callers. You know what I'm saying? So block caller, you calling Friday Night Fire. Who's this? The block, she said the block called. What happened? I have no idea who that is, so I'm going to mute you because I don't like wasting time. So, like I said, we got we got Show Tizzy in the building. We only got a half hour guaranteed with him. Hopefully, he'll stay for more of the show so we can talk on the topic. But Tizzy, you got this. Tell him what you got coming out right now.
Say what's coming on now.
Yeah. Tell him what you got going on now, like the mixtape you got dropping.
Oh, Silverback mixtape / soundtrack.
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
When the guest talking, don't talk over the guest, brother. You know what I'm saying? But Show Tizzy, go ahead, finish what you were saying, bro.
Yeah, come on October. That's the main thing right now. Then episode 3 probably come on November right after that.
So how can artists get in contact with you, like, if they want to try to get on that joint? Because, you know, Silverback Season 2, that was like a historical DVD, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people want to get on that. So let the people know, give them some context on how they can get in contact with you and hopefully get a slot on that DVD or mixtape you got coming.
Facebook / Superfly Boys or Show Tizzy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I ain't giving out no numbers on this. Y'all don't know what type of freak you're looking
at. Hey, yo, I'm telling you, if you're a freak ball, do not be listening in on this conversation. All right?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But you heard Show Tizzy. He said, you know what I mean, hit him up on the Facebook, facebook.com/Superfly Boys. If you want to get on that mixtape, get a mixtape slot. Remember, it's all business, so when you hit him up, be ready to have your mind right. Be ready to get your game right. You know what I'm saying? Because it's all about that exposure. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't going to promote yourself, who else is going to promote you? You know what I'm saying? That's not just saying it just to say it, because if you watch BBTV episode 1, I said, well, nobody put me on, so I had to put myself on. So everybody should do the same. You know what I'm saying? But we definitely got some hot music coming. I definitely want to play this track, I Can't See You Haters, featuring D-Bills and Maserati Row. So I want y'all to tune in. Show Tizzy, we got him for at least another half hour. We're going to talk more on the topic. We got Miss Banks in the building.
Okay.
And like always,
she likes.
We're going to get her talking a little more. You know, we just want to get into the guest for the first hour. We got to make sure all the focus is on him.
Hey, Reno.
You know how Miss Banks can take the room.
Reno.
What's poppin', Tizzy?
Tell her I said she like.
Don't tell me nothing. That's going to happen when I see you. I'm telling you, I want my clothes. If I don't get my stuff on air, I'ma body you, okay? Me and you gonna get it. Funeral.
Damn, she said she gonna body you, nigga. Damn.
Shit, bro.
Like, no, I love him, y'all. I love him. I love him. It's all love.
Matter of fact, we're going to switch it up because I like the tempo of y'all. We feeling good tonight. Tonight is Friday. We got to have a good night. You know what I'm saying? Since you in the house and you listening to Buck Bandit TV radio, make sure you go to buckbandittvmagazine.yolasite.com, the site, the network. You know what I'm saying? But we got this track. I'm going to play the track for you. We're going to come back, talk some more with Show Tizzy. This is Buck Bandarino featuring Knox, To That Thing Go. From the heart of Uptown, holla at your boy.
Yeah.
You know what it is, you know what it is, you know what it is. The heart of Uptown, the heart of Uptown.
You talking loud, but you ain't saying shit. You keep talking, but just remember this. Everybody talk to that thing go. Everybody talk to that thing go. Everybody talk to that thing go. Never be a beast of pussy, she will never let me. They packed me something heavy to turn your braids into confetti. You talking like you want it, so we know that you ain't ready. Sharp blow, sharp blow, cut up like a machete. Machete in my grizzle, so don't even try to match it. Cause you can't get on my level, you ain't even in my bracket. Always talking about muggers, but you don't even have it. I don't know, but these niggas got me laughing. Y'all ain't got no double city, all you talk about is trapping. But if you was really doing the bit, you wouldn't be bragging. Put yourself on the radar, now these haters is watching. Plotting, gotta catch
you up. Who's run up and pop on me? Pop on Figueroa. How you figure you on top of me? In the leg consistently, I be in that shit. Freddy cocking, see that burst lit on my bagger. Even when music is rocking, rock it to the strategy. Hey, that shit rocking. I be on some fly shit. I be up and fly shit. No need to ask the price, baby. All I do is buy shit. I be up and fly with. I be bumping my shit. I be on some fly shit. I mean, we be on some fly shit. Seven cameras in the chain. That can't represent my name. My ring bells up and down and around the thing. We call Philly. You can back that Mac Millie. I'm illy. It's like Philly. That's why Ellie would feel me. This money, yeah, I get it. This guap, I gotta chase it. I'm down to risk it. All them choppers in the basement. You don't wanna face it. I'm talking about that drama. I'm quick to push the button on these fuckers like Obama. I'm a lost type nigga, fresh from head to the toe. I ship your hoe a boss type nigga. You rock out with your cock out, I rock out with my clock out. Five shots and your brains all on the floor, gotta bring a mop out. I just push wrong, leave it came wrong. Either way, I get the things off. They drop from the way, hit them with a lemon flow. Come through, shoot them, take them in the hole. I hit that block, I flip them feet. My enemies, let's let me get this cheese. What can I say, but please, told me I get this cheese.
Yeah, 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 Friday Night Fire, it's your boy Buck Bandit Reno, co-host the lovely, lovely Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks.
She is so beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Banks, like Banks, you are so beautiful. I just want to let you know, when I see your pictures, I'll be like, wow.
Thank you.
Definitely,
thank you.
Definitely. So we got, like I said, we got Show Tizzy in the building. You know what I mean? He definitely graced us with the presence and letting us know about that Silverback Season 2 DVD, the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? What's next for you, Show Tizzy? You know what I mean? Like, you got the, I know you got the mixtape coming, but you, a lot of people don't know is you do that editing stuff like crazy. Like, you've been doing it for all the series, the Banana series, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically all the Flyboy editing, you do that. Like, how did you get into editing besides being an artist?
Of school. I went to the same school as Big Star. It's the same thing he did, so a lot of people don't know that, but the same place he started, that's where I started.
What are you eating?
Some strawberries from Chinese store.
Oh, it's Mackin and Asian.
Yeah.
You said you went to the same school as Big Star. For the ignorant people who don't know who Big Star is, if you're in Philly, you should know. But let people know who that is and how that came about.
He started the DVD shop. He's the first one to get it come to Philly and get it popping. He ain't from Philly, but he came here and got it popping.
Okay. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead. Go ahead, what was you about to say?
Oh, no, the phone was going in and out, so I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Oh. But I'm gonna get a couple other people opinion on that topic as well, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got a couple listeners on the line. If you want to talk, definitely press that one, and we'll definitely bring you in on the topic. But, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I hate that shit, you know what I'm saying? The fact that, to know that is, you know what I mean, politics in the game. But, I mean, if you whack, I think you shouldn't get put on no matter how much money you got. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Like Waka Flocka, he nice in the streets and all that, but if he gave me $1 million, I still wouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I feel like I'm selling my soul. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
I can't do that.
At the end of the day, it's the art, it's the craft of what we do that suffer, man, from niggas like, man, just blowing off a dumb shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Saying nothing. Because at the end of the day, them niggas ain't saying shit. Let it do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they definitely not saying nothing, and then they trying to disguise that as hip-hop. You know what I'm saying?
It's not. That shit is pop-pop, man.
Definitely.
It was going to be, and it ain't even pop, because niggas, this shit is garbage. Half the time, niggas don't even be rhyming. I thought it was called rhyming at one point. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But then you got to think through, though. It's the fans' fault for accessing it.
Yeah, because they eating that shit up. But then you got to think about it, man. This shit is like subliminal messaging, man. If that's all they see, that's what they going to think is hot.
Yeah.
If that's all you hear is being played on the radio,
know what I'm saying? They going to think it's how it's come to a point to where I even know the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And I can't and stand
it. So, yeah, I can agree with you, dog, for us about just keeping it 100. I mean, on some real shit, though, I feel also that these niggas that are shining, even if they whack, because I hear a lot of whack niggas, but even if they whack, it's about them putting themselves in a position to shine. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
At the end of the day, that's exactly what it is. It's a business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
a lot of people don't get that. It's business first. A record label ain't to help you. A record label is to make money from you. You know what I'm saying? If they offering you $1 million, that means they know they can at least make $2 million off of you. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It's about the money. Like, everybody that on this line right now that rap understand that at a certain point of their music and they rapping, they ain't rapping because they want to make money. They rap because they love it. They love the music.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? They love the music. They love being able to say what the fuck they feel like or say what they say or say a situation they've been through and let everybody hear it. Now, after that point, the motherfuckers that's all about the bread come in like, oh, okay, you saying how you feel in your personal life, but we can make money off you. And then they try to do the old scandalous shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like it get real deep in the music because most rappers only rap.
Yeah. Brief, goddammit. Keep it brief.
I'm sorry.
You was breaking it down, brother.
I started to fall asleep. We get what you're saying, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what the game is for. You know what I'm saying? So, like, for those of you don't know, basically what Silverback Season 2 DVD was, exposing what's really going on and showing you that there's another outlet. There's a Fly Boys DVD that you can get on that's going to have you be seen without having to go to a Power 99 or 100.3 to be. There's a Buffet TV magazine that you can go to get on the internet radio, which can reach more people than the Clear Channel can.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or a magazine site or a YouTube video that's, you know what I mean, that's promoting more people than you to get you seen within those people. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put your
that's
money.
Right, that's
gotta,
what I tell niggas all the time, man. Like the internet radio spots is the future, man. Don't be looking for the motherfuckers over there, my hot boy niggas in the bull cousin cuz, man. Them niggas ain't looking out for you, nigga. If you ain't dropping $10,000 in his pocket, nigga, you ain't getting no play. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Well, see, the underground was going to take over. Now I'm saying, I saw yo so Tizzy. I'm going to tell you on a personal level, dog. My this gutter man Da Vinci talking, dog. The footage you got on that DVD, that shit was fire. Hot like fire. Like my man that I went to school with, you know what I mean? Daddy-o. You know what I mean? I saw that's my man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like that nigga, he be flowing some crazy shit, but when he make a song, it's fire. And dog, the way the DVD was put together, man. You killed it. All I can say.
Real nigga shit.
And what it did was it touched on some things that ain't been touched on, like far as what we've been talking about anyway, man, about the fucking cock blocking from these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, that been in here for fucking 15 years and don't want to make way for the niggas and shit, and they got their own little clique going on and shit, and if you ain't paying the play, you ain't getting in. So I understand, I definitely tip my hat for that, man, because a lot of niggas ain't addressing that. I'm sorry.
And the thing is with that, too, you know what I'm saying, like, it's only radio. You know what I mean, they don't have no visuals. They don't have, they can't push you beyond the tri-state area. So when you paying $1,500 for all that, you might as well have paid fucking $200, $250 to get on BBTV and get millions of people looking at you. Then you'll get an interview video. You'll get a magazine site. You can holler at Show Tizzy because you'll be in our little network. You can holler at Show Tizzy. If I toss you a little couple dollars, can I get on that DVD that I know is going to touch thousands and thousands of people? You know what I'm saying? Like it's lighter ways to use your time and spend your hard earned bread than $1,500 on one airplay at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. 149 and shit at that.
149 yeah, you know, right before going, so they don't even play the whole song. It just cut right off when the next person coming on. You know what I mean?
But you
didn't even get to hear your main verse.
You know what that do though? The power that he got is because, like, if you say you want to take it to the next level, the labels, whoever you want to go to, they're going to call these people and ask them, like, is he getting spent? They're going to be checking that stuff. They're going to call the major people in your city and ask them about you. Like, somebody who major in your city got to vouch for you before you can get on, like, period. Like, if you go in New York, you can't get popping if Hov and them don't know you and 50 and them don't bang with you. You're not going to pop. That's how it is here.
And that's real, and that's real. So that's why we got to have more than one outlet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And what we doing is we making the movement for the new outlet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody who know they work with me, they know after you work with me the one time after business get across, you'll forever have promo from me. You know what I'm saying? That's forever going because I know that you about yourself more than these other niggas because you chose for that. So now you get lookout. You know what I mean? You get this shit here and there because. And it's all about that. It's about word of mouth. You know what I mean? People talk to each other. So you don't necessarily have to go to those places, too. You can hook up with people who got the internet on Smash. Right now, Flyboy's got the streets on Smash, part of the internet on Smash, BBTV got internet on Smash. So we're going to add that together to give everybody an outlet to get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Real shit, man. I'm telling you.
It's more than just the radio. It's more than Power 99.
Nah. And that's what niggas got to look at, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas think that just because, you know, they had it for so long, man, it's deeper than just that dumb shit, man. Fucking niggas. I actually feel some type of way about this shit because I done been up there for their little nut-ass two-minute interview and they rushing you out and they play your song and they only play it to the second verse. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I got more runs from actually doing BBTV than I did from when I fucking did my little nut ass little hometown jam spot on Pirate 99. You know what I'm saying?
You dig? If you don't believe, go search KM Links on Buck Bandit TV Hot 16 and you'll see he definitely not lying. You know what I'm saying?
and if you ain't heard, KM Links be speaking that motherfucking fire, boy. It's real shit.
Time out.
Is KM Links
and Gutterman the same person?
No, KM Links and Gutterman, two different people. Gutterman Da Vinci was the one that filled it. KM Links was the one that was just talking.
Matter of fact,
no, that's the guest. What you mean who talking? Chill. You know what I'm saying? We was talking to KM Links and we was talking about that shit. So I definitely want to show some love to KM Links real quick. We got Show Tizzy on lock for another 10 minutes. So we gonna let Miss Banks have her way with Show Tizzy when we come back and let her ask.
My way.
We gonna let her. Oh yeah, that's it, brother. That's what happened. That's what happens when you're on Friday Night Fire. I'm gonna play this track from KM Links. I'm gonna play this track from KM Links, and when we come back, we got Miss Banks having her way with Show Tizzy. She get to ask whatever she wants for 10 minutes. All right, Show Tizzy.
Best 10 minutes ever.
That's cool. All right. So after we come back from this track, we gonna play 10 minutes with Miss Banks on Show Tizzy. So here we go right now. This is Deeper KM Links, baby.
Yeah, I know it's been a long time. You changed. I've changed. I'm gonna let you know the boy KM ain't about a little game in the JCI. Bring it in.
Do you like it fast? Do you like it slow? This ain't about my game. Got 28, she ain't worried about my bread. And he getting her own cake. I suggested we go
tongue in your ear. That's making you hot. Baby girl, you ain't said nothing. I'ma kiss you from your neck down to your belly button. And work my way down to you. Make that old sound. I know you like that. Bend over and twerk that back. We going round for round, pound for pound, blow for blow. I got her on the ropes trying to get a TKO. Them back shots, this bitch is me killing that boom boom. Got the bed shaking and quaking all over the room. And you know your neighbors gonna complain, of course, cause I done made you scream my name till your voice got hoarse. She got me strung out, tongue out, looking just like a fiend. Hopped on my balance beam, jumping like a trampoline. See, baby, she got a problem. She used to deal.
That was my shit, man. That was my shit. KM Links Deeper. He definitely premiered that on BBTV. So definitely check that out on YouTube. Buck Bandit TV Presents. Just type that in. But like I promised, now we kind of down to 7 minutes. But I'm about to get these 7 minutes to Miss Banks because I told Show Tizzy I was going to let Miss Banks have a wee with him. So, yeah, I mean, you ain't got no choice, Tizzy. So here we go. Miss Banks, there you go.
Lay down and take it like a man. I'm going to ride this. Alright, so you already know what Miss Banks and I does this do that. I need to know what's going on with the clothing line, official Fly Girl, Fly Boy clothing line. What's going on?
We try to redo some stuff to really make it official because we got a lot of stores. We try and get it. Then we try and get the website done so we can really do it on a bigger scale. We had it all, like, selling it just ourselves, but now we try and really expand.
Okay.
So we got to fix some stuff up, know what I mean, make it a little bit more official so we can have the whole world getting it, know what I mean?
Yes, because I'm still waiting for my damn dress, 3 years and running. But it's okay, we ain't going to talk about that.
That's deep. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, I'm taking it out on you. Forget Face. We putting Face out of here. It's all about you now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, you got any fashion shows coming up?
I got a June and November coming up, actually. It's a casting call on Saturday. Let me put that out there if anybody want to come. Casting call on Saturday if any chicks listening who want to model.
Definitely. I'm going to leave that on the Facebook. And I'm going to blast that on Facebook.
Dallas Palace from 5 to 8. And they got a makeup artist on deck and a hairstylist too. So it should be official and all that.
Of course, definitely gonna be attending that. You know how I do.
Yeah.
See, sure. I don't even care what she's saying. I just want to hear her say it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry. No, we listening, but you know what I'm saying, you gotta admit like this. Go ahead, say something else.
No.
See, just saying no. Like,
right.
By no, do you mean yes? Because
no,
I don't know.
No.
Oh,
I mean
all right.
No.
We don't want to catch no case.
That's a question,
yo. Right. I'm of age. I'm of age.
So, Tizzy, I want to ask you a question, so
come on,
go ahead.
Come
What's
on.
Up with him? Is you ever planning on doing the Montana fish burn tape?
Oh, you can't do that. We can't do that, brother.
No, because that joint are really, really pop, though.
Oh, man. What y'all got cooking up over there?
Yeah. But definitely, we got 5 minutes left with Show Tizzy. So I want to get it time for Show Tizzy to, you know what I'm saying, give your shout outs. You know what I mean? You already said what you got coming up, but if there's anything you want to get across, you know what I mean, definitely bring that up again. But for the people, give up your Twitter, you know what I'm saying, your Facebook again, and your shout outs, whoever you want to shout out. Let it go, brother.
Let's see. All right. All y'all do, if you look in the contact, just Google Superfly Boys and everything come up, Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, if niggas still use that. And some YouTube videos that come up, too, to catch people up on what's going on if they ain't familiar or like that. What else? We got the porno coming out, Bananas Gone Wild.
Oh, wow.
And then we got a real movie coming out called Big Business. Nah, man. What else? We got a whole bunch of shit we doing. I ain't going to leak out too much, but just know, just be on the lookout. Shout out to my man, Reno. He helped edit the John up. Nah, man. And he nice with the engineering shit, so niggas need studio time. Talk to holler at Reno.
Definitely.
That's jack of all trees right there. Shout out to Ms. Banks. That's my little homie. We go back. I just find new cars and car seats. Shout out to Ines Fire. Shout out to Boy Gutterman. Ain't that the boy you had on your train, yo? Reno, that's the same
yes,
boy?
Sir.
Yeah,
sir.
I fucks with that, John. Shout out to Boy. Shout out to my team. Shout out to my hood.
I mean, Castro, Superfly Face, EA,
yeah.
For those who don't know.
Shout out to all the Freakazoids.
We're definitely good having you in on the show, brother.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Hopefully you can keep staying with us so we can talk some more on the topic. You know what I'm saying? But if you got to go, we understand. But, you
yeah.
know, I got a couple of soldiers in the building that wanted to talk about it, too.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm going to try to stick around as long as I can, but I ain't going to talk too much. I'm going to let everybody else rock out.
Yeah, I did.
I'll let you go out there, man.
Shout out to Show Tizzy, definitely in the building, showing us some love. Yeah, I mean, KM Links, man, I wanted to talk to you some more about this because you felt real passionate about this, brother.
Oh, what's that there? What's that there? Mm-hmm. Oh, about the topic?
Yeah.
I'm saying it's a problem out here with that, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems like the powers that be is really trying to stop that shine. It's just trying to stop niggas shine. Just like, the niggas right now shouldn't even be in that position. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I dig that. Because there's a lot of rappers that I feel is like, how the hell you get in the game? You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, I hear the shit, and then there's like a craze over them. And you're like, what the fuck is this craze? Like, what are we hearing something different? You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
I don't know. We
listen
to the same
point where it's though niggas dumb it down, but niggas dumb it down to the LD, man. And I don't understand it. That was it supposed to be. I'm saying, like, I was joking with my man another day. I'm not saying my name to motherfucking 30 Holyfield and shit. 70 Holyfield or some shit, man. I mean, this shit
yeah,
is real.
Definitely a word. Like this whack ass 50 Tyson shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's
if anybody's
yeah.
seen this.
I'm 74 man, nigga. I'm
74
man now.
Yo, man, if anybody seen this character, 50 Tyson, it's crazy. Like, he look like 50, but sound like Tyson. You know what I'm saying? He keeps saying the same shit over and over, but yeah, he got 1,300,000 hits.
Yo, his views is crazy, dog. I seen something the other day. This nigga had it up for like 2 days. This shit had like 200,000 hits, man.
It's crazy. Well, Ms. Banks,
I'm 50 Tyson. I'm nice with it. I'm 50 Tyson.
Mrs. Soda, Twin Cities, where I'm from. Ms. Banks.
Banks, talk to me. Talk to me. Like, I know, like I said, in your game, I know there's a lot of that too. Like, talk to me. Have you ever been the victim of that? Or have you ever felt like you was a victim of being blocked out?
Yeah, but to me, it's just more of a challenge to shit on you, basically. So you just keep it up front and real. You can try to block me out. Like, I got haters on my Facebook now that just keep spamming my pictures while I'm going to other people's pages, and they got porno pics up. But you can't stop me. I'm unstoppable. It's nothing that you can do or say that's going to stop me from doing and succeeding to where I need to be, period.
Yeah, basically. And that's with everything. I definitely feel that. We got a caller with their hand raised. It looked like they might have something to say about this. We got 215-954. What's good? You on Friday Night Fire. What's happening? Who's calling?
I know. I had to go.
Yeah? I don't know, somebody whacking their boy or something.
He's like, that shit ain't sound too right.
Right? Yeah. We about to listen to that, like, yo, is that nigga right there around the corner right there? That's that nigga right there?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
But yeah, I felt as though, like, I never got to that point of feeling like I was being blocked out because, you know what I mean, from the beginning, I never seen the loop, the Philly loop, the loop that they call the loop, as the loop I had to get into. I always felt like I was going to make it my own way anyway. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people was hating on me because they're like, oh, yeah, you doing a DVD with the Superfly Boys and all that. And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, oh, be careful who you dealing with. Cause some, I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm my own outlet. And this is something I want to push. This is something I feel strongly about it. Just as much as he made it, I felt like even though I wasn't there for the recording, I seen it so much, I felt like I was right there. You know what I'm saying? Because I was behind the scene to edit it, and I felt the exact same way. You know what I'm saying? It's whack how these cornball dudes can get up there, pay $1,500, and get treated like celebrities, and they're not even really hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did they even get the contact to the radio station, to the person, to give them the money? You know what I'm saying? It's just whack to me. I mean, I know a lot of people feel strong about that, because I definitely feel strong about that. That Silverback Season 2 DVD, that's going to last for a while. And a lot of people think it's dying down now. It's not.
It's not. That shit is kind of like what niggas been feeling for the last 3-4 years. You know what I'm saying? It's just put on DVD and niggas finally got a chance to really express it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the best thing about that DVD.
That's
the Silverback.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. We got to have more DVDs like that. You know what I'm saying? And not even on the same topic, but more of the insight of what's going on. Because a lot of people... Think if you keep sending people your music and say, keep listening to my music, that's going to get them somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It's really not. So, I mean, like, before we start going ham, because I'm ready to start going ham. I'm kind of pissed off now. You know what I'm saying? These cock blockers, cock buffers, and we on internet radio, so I can say that. These cocksuckers is blocking us out. They ain't giving us no shine. And you know what? We taking it from them because BBTV is definitely going to be a part of that movement also. So let me – I'm going to play this track for my man, tell him my name, Sosa. I mean, he definitely gave a shout-out to BBTV. We're going to come back, talk some more to everybody. Cam Link's still in the building. Miss Banks still in the building. Show Tizzy's still in the building. Eighth Wonder Mineral Cosmetics, Dot, is in the building. Shout-out to you, boo. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into this. You know what I mean? Roger that. Tell him my name, Sosa. BBTV. The movement has begun. I thought you knew.
Shit.
Nothing's about time to...
Sosa!
Yes, sir.
Roger that, roger that. Your flow is rerun, where the fuck is Roger at? She heard I'm ballin', and that's where the condom's at. Your bitch want me 101, call a calipret. Tell him Sosa running red, something like a mile and back. You niggas ain't running shit, not even a mile of that. And what the fuck you wearing? What your stylist said? I give you tips when I touch back like a chiropractor. And if your bitch bad, I take her, treat her like head control and break her. When I
Step up in the party, I'm the best dressed. I feel them haters bitching, I see the SOS. I was gone, they was missing a man. Now I'm going through more rubbers than the Michelin man. I was the exit, chickens was just missing a man. Now I'm so fly that, now I need permission to land. And roger that, roger that. Red bone, big tits like I'm Roger Rabb. So you say you better, I ain't got time for that. That's like sister, sister asking where Roger at. Roger that, roger that. No duplication, do you copy that? We make shit stretch, we them Pilates cats. And you a pussy on the scanner, copycat. Louis on the feet, and my chick got the speedy. This nigga fly like I'm belonging to Tuskegee. So you can see me, double D, D, D. She like the BCBG with the BB. Me talking Reno,
Reno.
TV. Got a nigga BZ, buzzing like Beesby. You can get burnt like CD, VD. Or R beginning with DV. Ow. My spot is motherfucking permanent. Cause Sosa writing like a motherfucking journalist. All about my chicken like the motherfucking colonelist. That's why my shit rocking more than motherfucking turbulence. Roger that. Nigga. Huh? And I tell her my name's Sosa. Bitch. Ow.
Shout out to my man Sosa. We shout out for BBTV. Shout out to Big Talk. He's supposed to co-host with us, but some things came up. But that definitely didn't hurt us because it gave us more time with Miss Banks. I mean, who wouldn't want more time with Miss Banks?
Oh yeah. I want some time.
Everybody wants some time and wants some shine. But Miss Banks, you definitely on your grizzle, like. Yo, what you got going on right now? Like, before we get more into the topic, let us know what you got going on right now. Like, where can all the fellas see you and keep up with you?
Oh, well, next weekend, Miss Banks will be shooting a movie. I'm in the movie called The Chill Spot. I can't really tell y'all nothing much about it, but it definitely will be released sometime. If not this winter, definitely next spring. So I'll let y'all know when that's up. So definitely check me out in that movie. Hella sexy is all I want to say. I just did a couple photo shoots today, too. So look out for the pictures. I have a motorcycle picture coming soon. I'm busting ass, basically. It ain't nothing that I ain't doing. Website coming shortly. So definitely be out on the lookout for that.
Yeah, definitely. And you've been in a couple music videos, too. Like, I seen you in a Big Face Dunny music video.
I've been in a couple. I did Meek Mill's Make 'Em Say. I did Oskino's music video that's not out yet, so I can't really talk too much about that one. Of course, Big Face Dunny, my boy. That's like my big brother. I did a couple things, just so keep your eyes open because you never know when you'll see me.
Definitely. You never know because I turned that on just seeing, like, what the hell is this? And you came right on. I'm like, damn.
Exactly. I'm everywhere, so keep your eyes open.
Yeah. But definitely, we got a lot of callers in the building. Press that one if you want to log in to talk to Buck Bandit Reno, or you just want to use me just to talk to Miss Banks. That's fine with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care. But you know what I'm saying? Back to that topic, like, it's crazy how, you know what I'm saying, when you think the music is supposed to be about the music, you know what I'm saying, but it's not. All the people that's known for, I mean, being the best at something, they weren't the best. They took it from somebody. You know what I mean? And since they cared about the money and the other person did, they decided to make money off it. You feel what I'm saying? So a lot of this stuff, like even Elvis, you know what I'm saying? Elvis, everybody think he did the leg move and the girls went wild. No, that's not how it happened. You know what I'm saying? He said out of his mouth himself, he seen Ike Turner do the move behind the piano. Ike Turner, you know the one that smacked up Tina? You know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? And he seen his move, and he incorporated it. The label set up the whole front row and told all the ladies, look, when you do the leg move, scream.
Go crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how they did that.
And that should have still done now. That should have done now.
And it's still done now. Yeah. People buy their own albums, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. The game is fucked up. And it takes for real good artists to be on their business side and not try to just think they're good artists so they don't have to be on their business side. You know what I'm saying? Get on your business side. Get that shit correct so we can flush all these weak dudes out the game because they messing up the game for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. Holly, man. Talking that real shit, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I know you got to, everybody got to feel that. It's like, it's not even an argument. This is just more of a group discussion. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we going to do to get these motherfuckers out the game? That's what this discussion is right now.
Yeah.
Somebody tell me, who got a plan? Give me a plan.
I got a plan.
What you gonna do, Gutter?
Ooh, that Gutter? Yeah. Let me hear what you got, doggy?
My plan is for us to come together and just do us and go hard and understand that we are great artists because every man is his own great artist, but when we come together, we are great artists as a team, and we take over the game.
Just take it over, man. Yeah, it's going to take for that main person to not be about fucking other people in the game. You know what I'm saying? Because when you got somebody who's the gateway of the city to get out and he's fucking everybody, the whole game is going to be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And you can't have somebody who not from where you from directing traffic where you from, because how he going to know who to put on?
Exactly.
All he going to know is oh, your best friend telling you, yo, put this person on. He hot. No. You know what I mean?
You definitely right, Ring. You right in every way, Ring. And honestly, you know what I'm saying? These people that got on, it's for every man and they own artists to find their way to get on. Yeah, I mean, these people, people that's hot. Well, name somebody, I don't know who hot except for the Buck and Show Chizzy and whoever else. But it takes you to put yourself on sometimes. You got to have your own promotion.
Exactly. And that's the deal. Like, for all y'all out there, you know what I mean, who rapping and who think just rapping is going to get you somewhere, you know what I'm saying? You got it all fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if you got to go get a part-time job, just so you can have it, you know what I mean? And don't think because you got a part-time job that make you lame just because you don't sell weed or sell coke. Because a real hustler can sell you a dream, you know what I'm saying? So the whole point is get your money straight because nothing going to cost that much if you go to the right people. Like I said, you holler at me and Show Tizzy or you holler at people of that nature. It's not going to cost that much, and you're going to get a lot more because all it takes for you to promote yourself and someone else to promote you for more eyes to come to you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get on your job.
They don't succeed.
Yeah, real rap.
I ain't checking about y'all.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
Listen.
I'm good. Oh, yeah, anybody that's really going to make it is going to make it for themselves. Meaning when they make it for themselves and their self is that fucking strong, everybody going to know about it, such as the Buck, such as Show Chizzy, such as KM Links. Everybody that's putting something out and promoting their shit, they going hard for it. They going to make it in their own world, and money going to come. But you can't do it for the money. You got to do it for the love of yourself, which is meaning the love of what you do. You know what I mean? It's the art. You know what I'm saying?
You do got to do it for what you love, but you also got to realize your love is somebody else's business, and just because you love it, it's easier for them to fuck you over because you love it so much you're not going to think about the business. You know what I'm saying? And that's what people need to get across. You can have love for this music, but that's only after you get your business correct. Because if you're a real artist, making music is nothing but a 10-minute process. You know what I'm saying? If you're a real artist, music comes to you easy. So it should be important for you to have that business correct first because you know you can go in the studio and lay a hit in 15 minutes. So why is your main focus on the music when it should be on the business? And that's the point. Get on your business.
Hell yeah. Exactly.
And you know what? And for far as what you were saying about what's the name, like where should we start at, that should be the key point to where we need to start at, man. People getting business minded with this music instead of stepping out of the artist
aspect of it. You know what I'm saying? Stepping out of the artist aspect of it and getting your business together, man. Because it's a lot of music that has come out within the last 10 years that was made by Philly artists and that got jacked because they didn't have any paperwork right with it.
They didn't know nothing. They didn't know nothing about publishing. You know what I'm saying?
So
a couple of Jay-Z's main hits that he made, he stole from Philly artists. But y'all don't know that because they was in the studio and Jay-Z said, oh, I like that. Let me have that. And they said, okay, big homie, bam. And that was gone. They didn't even think about publishing. They didn't think about the rights, the writing, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have their business right. You know what I'm saying? And that's how you get it misconstrued. You know what I mean? It's a business with anybody on any level. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, if you need to holler at BuckBandedTVMagazine.YolaSite.com, you know what I mean? You definitely can hit me up. You can hit me up at 443-BBTV-MAG. You can hit me up to get on BBTV, 347-903-BBTV. Or you can get on BuckBandedTV Radio, which is what we're on right now, because the more shows to come, we're going to be playing a lot more music. You know what I'm saying? 224-MY-TRACK. So, you know what I mean, just dial any one of those numbers and leave a message, hit up the email, and let me hear some of your songs, because if it's hot, I can't deny it. If it's hot, I'm putting it on. I don't care what nobody else say. I run this shit. This is my show. You know what I'm saying? So if I like it, you get an airplay. You dig me? You see, I show love to KM. I show love to Tizzy. I'm going to show love to Gutter Man because they got hot music. You know what I'm saying? When you heard Tizzy's song, well, so rapping, we trapping, fashion. Yeah, I mean, I ain't get it right, but you get the point. He was saying what he actually do. And that's what a lot of artists don't do. They don't say what they do. They say what they think they should say to appeal to other people. You know what I mean? Don't say you got a Lamborghini or a Jaguar or whatever, and you ain't even got a car. You just borrow your mom's car to go to the corner store every week. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't front on the game, because people are going to figure you out, and then that's going to ruin your rep, because now you're going to be known as a fraud. So keep it 100 at all times. You dig?
Exactly, dog. Like, when it comes to this music, man, you know what I'm saying? It's more like, anybody that is really about what they're talking about, the outsiders can feel it. But when somebody has the understanding of the business of actually making their music public or heard or put out, plus the underground feeling and vibe of how it's supposed to get out, that's a businessman that is a business about his music. You know what I'm saying? It's deep, but it makes sense. You know what I'm saying? And anybody that's really about their shit is going to put it out. They're going to get down with Buck. They're going to get down with whoever is actually going hard. And more than likely get down with themselves, period, to understand that the music is deeper than music. It's a business if you want to get paid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anybody can go in this fucking studio right now, make a track, and hand it out to all their friends. And just hand it out.
It ain't just about that, man. It's about getting it and promoting it and what you going afterwards.
Yeah.
It's what you do afterwards.
Yeah.
Because there's only so much promotion one person can do. And then the next thing is you got to promote. You got to push. You got to do them shows. You got to be out there. You got to make your moves. You know what I'm saying? You got to be out here networking. You know what I'm saying? It's bigger than you.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's number two. A lot of artists think it's just, I record it and I'm gonna put it on my Facebook page and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Nah, then you gotta go out there, you gotta promote it. You got to pay for some promotion. If that's what you gotta do, then you gotta let it be known that you out there and you pushing it, you know what I'm saying? By any move necessary. Man, I was getting on that motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean and KM Lynx is definitely a prime example of it. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, go to YouTube and check his views and see who got the most views on BBTV is KM Lynx. Not because of he did a song with this person or he did a song with that person that got him on. No, he pushed his own music. What avenue that I had, he seen that how it could work for him also. And he used that and kept pushing his shit. Not because he seen me promoting it all heavy, he stopped. He kept pushing his own shit too. You feel me? And that's what that's what too many artists do. Y'all wait for somebody else to promote you, then stop promoting yourself. You fucking up yourself from the beginning. Because now the person that's promoting you not going to want to promote you no more because you're not even promoting yourself and it's not helping them.
You feel me? It's like this. You only gonna get what you put out. If somebody see you not putting in that work for your damn self, ain't nobody
gonna do it.
You know what I'm saying? You don't feel as though you worthy of promoting your damn self. So what the fuck I'm gonna promote you for? You know what I'm saying?
And definitely, if you're an artist, if you need shows or whatever, I got connections to shows. Just get in contact with me. Like artists out there, y'all gotta start doing shows. Get your own fan base. Don't worry about everybody else's fan base. Get your own fan base. That way, when you holler at a BBTV or you holler at a Show Tizzy,
you know
got a back end. So Tizzy, if you got your own back end and the streets is feeling you, there's no way that Show Tizzy can't put you on that DVD. You know what I mean? There's no reason why, because he ain't got no personal grudge against you. It's business. So if he can see you could bring your own people because you promote your own self, why wouldn't he put you on? Why wouldn't I put you on if I know that even if it's only 30 people, I know it's a guaranteed 30 people that's going to tune in to listen to you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, push yourself. Stop waiting on somebody else to push you, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's number three and four. And number four should be know your fan base. Know who your fan base is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And know what they like. Know what they expect from you, because everybody has their own style. I don't know, people say, I want to switch it up, but I don't talk about this or that. But as soon as I turn on your track, the same shit you said you don't talk about, that's what you're talking about on the song. I'm confused. Like, what happened to the inspirational shit, the fundraisers you was talking about you was doing and shit? Like, I don't hear that. I hear you about running up on niggas at McDonald's. You know what I mean? You ran up on niggas with McDonald's. That shows how good of a criminal you is, nigga.
Put it to your back for a Big Mac.
You know what I mean? Put the Mac to your back for a Big Mac. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You can't fight for no man that ain't fighting for himself. You know
exactly.
What I
mean? I dig. And we getting into a talk. I want to keep venting. I'm sorry, Gutter. I want to keep venting, but I want to break it up because I want to play some music, too. I want to mix it up. You know what I'm saying? Because us guys, we can go heavy. If you know about Key West,
we can go for days.
We can go all day. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, we can.
So I got this check right here. This is for them people who act like we owe them. Like, we don't owe you. You know what I'm saying? So stop acting like we owe you. All right?
Yeah.
The movement has begun.
Your whole life's a blooper. If you niggas think you the shit, I'm the scooper. Flow sick, give a nigga a tumor. My girl call me fucking your bitch. She like, hoo-ha. If you heard I'm a boss, it's not a rumor. If they ain't volunteering they thoughts, they lying to you. Every nigga claiming they riding with you. But as soon as the shit goes down, you can't spot a nigga. Real nigga, trill nigga, you feel? Ain't Hank, but I'm the king of the hill. When your mouth roll you off, Jack and Jill. The type that hit a hater quick than Bill. Like, who you think you fucking with? Don't take me like, cause I'm high-hearted, bitch. You wasn't here when I started this, so don't approach me on the retarded shit. I'm hot, I can hang with the best dog. I don't need your help, shit, I'm putting myself on. I ain't on the block, I don't need no Teflon. Just give me your favorite MC to step on.
Yeah,
You know what it is, the kid Buck Fiend in Reno, CEO slash host of Buck Fiend TV.
And I'm here to tell y'all to log in to Buck Fiend TV magazine.yolasite.com.
Say what? That's Buck Fiend TV magazine.yolasite.com. Philly's number one underground network.
Yeah, we back, we back. You know what I'm saying? Buck Bandit Radio, Friday Night Fire. We still got a lot of people in the building, a lot of love in the building. Gutterman Da Vinci, Show Tizzy, still showing us love. You know what I'm saying? We still got KM Links, my soldier, man. Like, I tried to sign KM Links to, you know what I mean, Buck Bandit Productions, but I think I got turned down, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I got turned down for Eye of the Storm, but it's all right. You know what I'm saying? I don't hold grudges because you was my nigga first, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But definitely, I mean, we're still in the building, and, you know, I got to have everybody be quiet so I can just say hello again to Miss Buck Bandit Barbie, Miss Banks. How you doing, babe?
I'm wonderful.
Are you falling back? Relax.
I love it when she talk.
Hey.
Yeah, you already know.
She looks as beautiful as she sounds. She looks as beautiful as she sounds.
Gracias, papi. Thank you.
She always on the job. Anytime I send something out about anything about BBTV, she's the first one. She be fucking getting her hair done under the blow dryer. Oh, shit, BBTV call. You know what I mean? I fucks with that. That's somebody that's on their job. I could respect that. Shout out to all the Buck Bandit Barbies. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the promoters for BBTV. They definitely show us love from New Zealand to Germany to Saudi Arabia, you know what I mean, to Tokyo, you know what I mean? Like, they show love. They show love to BBTV. But, you know what I mean, like I said, we in the building, you know what I mean, KM Links, Gutterman Da Vinci, Show Tizzy, Miss Banks, you know what I mean? I want to talk some more on this topic because we all heated. You know what I'm saying? We all heated. It's too many whack niggas in the game, and they like roaches. You know what I'm saying? You kill them back, 10 more come. You know what I mean? You kill that one, 15 more come. Like, how the fuck you get rid of them? What is the range? You know what I'm saying?
We trying to figure out how to exterminate these motherfuckers.
You know what I mean? We got a block caller that just called in. I want to see who this is. You know what I mean? Block caller. Waka Flocka.
I ain't mean to call block. I ain't know this shit was block, but this young CEO, Bo.
Oh, okay, young CEO, it's all gravy. I mean, I answer block calls. I'm not on the spot. You know what I'm saying? Now, if this is my house phone, yeah, I'm going to have to ignore you, but I'm going to have to send you to the answer machine because that might be a bill collector. You know what I mean?
Right.
I got it. When can you expect your money? Shit, you can expect it anytime. You know what I mean? Now, if you won't get it, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? But what's good? What's popping?
Ain't shit, you know, I'm chilling.
Yeah, I mean, thanks for calling up, showing love. We still got Show Tizzy in the building. You know what I'm saying? We was talking about Silverback Season 2 DVD and how hot that is and how crazy the street's going for that right now. Yeah, I mean, he also got a Silverback Season mixtape that he putting together. You know what I'm saying? Artists could get slots, but you got to holler at them on your business. You know what I'm saying? So, Facebook.com/Superflyboys, and you'll get all that info from my man right there.
Oh, all right.
All right, all the artists on the line. If you want to get some exposure, that's what you need. That's what we was just talking about. KM Links was just going in. Gutterman was just going in. Miss Banks falling back, but I feel like she want to go in, but I'm trying to hold her back because I don't want her. Because, you know what I mean, she'll start saying names, and I don't want her to get, you know what I mean? She'll call you out real quick, like, no, that bitch right there did it. That bitch. You know what I mean?
Yo,
so I ain't even gonna let her do that. You know what I mean?
Yo, Miss Banks.
Hey, baby.
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, well, she right there.
What's
don't
this?
Be scared now.
Don't be scared
of
a dog.
Oh, no, I ain't scared of a dog, man.
Like, see, that's what your voice do, Miss Banks. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as you talk, they be like, oh, you said something?
Oh,
man.
No, they ain't gonna be like that with me, like.
What it's gonna be like?
That's my brother
piece
right there.
No, okay. I hear that. But KM Links, man, what's going on? What you got coming up next, man? Because I've been trying to get you back on BBTV, like you said,
yeah.
My wow.
Yeah, you know, I've been having a little legal shit going on, man. But, you know, I'm getting my foot back in the door, man, just trying to get back to recording and shit, man. I'm just whatever, man. I'm trying to get back over there, my damn self.
You already know, you know what I mean, Buck Bandit Production Studio, I do that. And the cheapest prices in the city, if anybody want to holler at me, is $30 an hour. If you want your track mastered, it's $30 to master. You know what I mean? So, like, why wouldn't you get a professional sounding track and not pay $200 for it, and it's not even going to be mastered? You know what I'm saying? Just for the session. You ain't got to go to all them big studios. You got to go to somebody who know what the fuck they doing. You feel?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to get a track, but everybody on the line right now, I'm getting a track. Even Miss Banks. If you look at the Buck Bandit, new Buck Bandit TV promo, I got Miss Banks on there. We going back and forth, you know what I mean, with the, you know what I mean,
oh, with the BBTV. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. Definitely check up on that new promo. I got my man Maul back in the building, Uptown in the building. I'm going to see who this other private caller is that just called in. Your hand up, you know what I mean? Private caller, where you calling from?
I'm calling from Philly.
Okay, what's your name?
I'm Vixen Mysterious.
Vixen who?
Mysterious.
Vixen Mysterious?
Yes.
Oh. So, I mean, what do you do, Miss Vixen?
I model.
Yeah, I'm saying, like, who you? You model for the Vixens, but you Vixens on deck model?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will say something. I'm trying to give you your little time to shine. You all shy and shit.
I was just calling just to show you some love and shout out to all my Vixens.
Oh, I appreciate that. We definitely appreciate that. Shout out. Thanks for the love. Calling up Friday Night Fire. We just had Show Tizzy in the building. I'm mad you missed him, but he is on the phone. So if you want to say hi to him, you definitely can right now.
Hey, Tizzy.
He's still on the line. He probably listening. He's still on the line. He probably just listening. He said he was going to fall back for a second, just listening on the topic and how people feel about the DVD and the, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask you a question, because since you're a model, our topic today is, do you feel that it's loops or politics in the game trying to block you out? You know what I'm saying? And you being a model, do you feel that it's loops in the model industry trying to block you out from getting to where you want to be?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think it exists?
But loops within the industry, yes.
Yeah, within the model industry that blocks certain people out?
Yes. Plus size models, certain people, different things.
So it's a lot more of that going on with the modeling thing, huh?
Mm-hmm. More than you see on the cover on TV, yep. A lot of undercovers that, like, takes a lot, like...
That's definitely the case. Like, everybody seemed to have the same answer. Like, I don't see how they can't see it. I can't see how 100.3 said that, you know what I'm saying? I don't see it. Ain't no loops, but everybody in the streets say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense. How are y'all the only people that don't know? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We got another caller, though. I want to see who this is checking in with us. 267-235, you in the building, Friday Night Fire, with your boy Buck Bandit Reno and the lovely Miss Banks. Who's this?
Your cousin, dog, was good, Reno.
Which cousin?
Swift, mate.
Oh, Captain.
Yeah.
What's going on, Captain Swift? He definitely come through the Buck Bandit Production Studio, get his tracks laced. Definitely check him out on Facebook.
Boy, Dreadnought, the album coming soon. I'm just coming to show you some love, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Like, support to the fullest.
You already know. I appreciate that. If you can, stay tuned in. You know what I'm saying? Oh, you got to say hello to Miss Banks, because Miss Banks is on the line, and we don't have that. The guys come in, they got to say hello to her.
I saw you in the video. You look very nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I definitely feel that. See, that's what I do. I mean, I had to mix it up, because I know what guys thinking. I know by the response. You know what I'm saying? It ain't hard to tell. We logical creatures out here. You know what I mean? So we got another caller in the building. I want to see who else we got. We got 267-270 in the building.
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah, that's me, Juice.
What's your name?
Juice.
Say it again.
Juice.
Juice.
Yes.
Man, I'm straight up thirsty. Psych, no. But,
Where you calling from, Juice?
Uptown.
Okay, Uptown in the building all day. That's what I'm talking about. Definitely. Uptown always show love to Uptown. That's how it's always been. You know what I mean?
As you should.
Thanks for calling in, listening on the topic. Do you do any? Are you an artist?
No, I'm not no artist. No, for real. I ain't no artist. I just wanted to give a shout out to Uptown.
And oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And shout out to these two clowns, Tamia and Crystal. They live on 56 and 18th. So I just wanted to give them a shout out too. I see you.
Definitely, definitely. I feel that. Thanks for calling up, B. Thanks for calling up. But we definitely got another caller in the building. I want to see who this other caller is. We got 215-626 in the building. What's popping? You on Friday Night Fire? 215-626? Motherfucker. Yo, Cam Links, bring the thing, Cam. They acting up tonight.
Oh, bring the thing out.
You know what I mean? I'm going to try you one more time because your hand went back up. 215-626. All right, there we go. You can just listen in because we own a whole other topic. But like I was saying, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot of things going on. You know what I mean? Miss Banks, we trying to get Miss Banks more incorporated, get her face out there a little more because she on her job. Not a lot of girls on the job. And even with through all the blocking in the modeling industry, she still bring the pain. I like that. Cam Links, what you got new coming out, yo? Because I've been waiting to hear, you know what I mean, some new music from you. You got something else coming out?
Yeah, I've been working, man. I've been doing a lot of stuff with, like, these out-of-state cats, man. Shout out to my man Fidero, man. I got something coming with him and a couple little solo joints I'm putting together, man. Just a couple tracks, man, I'm working on, man. Getting everything together. I still got this, what's your name? I got the mixtape on hold right now, which shout out to DJ Big Talk, man. I just want to get some more. I got more. It's been so much shit going on. I want to get that down on the mixtape, too. So, you know what I'm saying? I got that on hold for probably a month.
Okay. Okay. I mean, well, you make sure you bring that through BBTV because, I mean, it's only right.
Oh, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And we got Gutterman back in the building. Your line open. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what's happening, dog? You know, I'm just loving the love, you know what I mean, coming from everybody, you know what I mean, when it comes to the buck, you know what I'm saying? Because this outlet right here is the truth. That's real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. For those of you who don't know, Gutterman Da Vinci definitely got the mixtape of the month. So if you go to the site, Buck Bandit TV Magazine, DiolaSite.com, he definitely got the mixtape of the month. You know what I mean? Definitely grinding. I'm proud of my boy, you know what I'm saying? He put this whole thing up by himself, you know, then brought it back to me and Big Talk to bless it. So matter of fact, before we talk, I'm going to get into this track because I love this track that Gutter Da Vinci got on his joint. It's definitely called Keep Grinding. And, I mean, everybody feel that way. Even when the people hate on you, you know what I mean, even when it seems like everything going wrong, you know what I mean, and nothing could go right, keep grinding. Why not?
Big Talk, Uptown Ambassador, is in the building.
Just hold your head, man. The day gonna come. You know what I mean? Keep grinding, keep trying. I swear you gonna make it. Hey.
Keep grinding, keep grinding, keep striving, keep trying. And you gon' make it someday. And there'll be no limit to the place that you'll go. You'll go. And keep grinding, keep striving, keep grinding, keep striving. Oh, you gon' make it. Keep grinding, keep grinding, keep striving, keep trying. And you gon' make it someday. And there'll be no limit to the place that you'll go. You'll go. And keep grinding, keep striving, keep grinding, keep striving.
In a time of jungle in a city where it's a ride. Killers live in a good guy. In a young little way with no guidance. So the motto is fuck it, why try? By any means gotta get by. Rather kill than die, rather die than be caged. Gotta win, can't lose, gotta pay my dues. Gotta shine cause I gotta be paid. How could it be so heartless? Not understand what a man's doing with his best. Put it on my pen, put it on my phone. Me the one nigga fucking contest. Got my bomb on them breath. Flame throw this bitch till it ain't nothing left. Give it all that I have. This is Hell's Kitchen and I'm the top chef. Never settle for less. Finna prove to them all that I am the best. Never shall I be stressed. Never shall I stop making them so impressed.
to my music, and this relationship is gonna last her to death. Yes, I'm gonna grind, stay on my grind. Yeah, I'm never gonna quit, cause I gotta keep trying.
Philly Shine Station. I mean, welcome back. You're here with your boy Buck Bandarino. Got a lot of callers in the building. Everybody wanting to talk about this bullshit. It's like, no. But everybody want to talk about this shit going on with the game and how Silverback Season 2 DVD is like the voice of the streets right now because it's fucking buzzing, man. Like, everybody want to hear, we want to hear real shit. And Silverback Season 2 finally brought that real shit. It's more than just rap. It's more than that. But I got another call on the line with their hand raised. You know what I'm saying? We got 484-948 in the building. What's popping? Hello. See, we wanted to let you go now. See, that's what I had to do. Like, on my first night, I got to hang up on people. I don't want to do that.
What was it, the Jeffersons?
I don't know who the hell it was. But, you know what I'm saying, we got a lot more callers in the building. If you want to join the conversation, press that one, and we'll definitely lock you in on the conversation. We got Show Tizzy still in the building showing us love. We got Cam Lynx. You know what I'm saying? We still got Gutted Da Vinci. We got somebody that just pressed one, so I'm going to answer you right now because that means you want to talk on the topic or whatever it is. Say hello to Mixed Bank, something. You know what I mean? But we got 267-973 in the building.
Hey, yo, what's up? This is the boy Jay calling out of Uptown. You know what I mean? What's up, Reno? You know what I mean?
What's popping, Jay? What's popping? That's definitely Jay, the artist, you know what I mean? Definitely high artist. He came through the Buck Bandit Production Studios also. You know what I mean? What's popping, bro?
Hey, now, you know, sitting here twisting up, you know what I mean? Listen to your radio station and trying to see what's going on.
That's a real trap. I definitely appreciate the love, bro. Thanks for calling up. Yeah, I mean, I know I text you like three times and shit.
I just want to say, can I say one thing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm talking on that Silverback season too, because I'm smashing all Philly rappers. You know what I'm saying? Texas rappers. You know what I'm saying? West Coast, East Coast. If you want to put the bread up, put the bread up. I'm uptown. Reno know where I'm at. You know what I mean? Holler at your boy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we do in Uptown, man. Uptown, we feel ourselves, but it be for a reason. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, as Jay, if you want to get at him, if you want to get at Show Tizzy for that Silverback, I know you got a Facebook, right?
Oh, yes, sir. I got a Facebook.
All right, well, log on to that Facebook, and what you want to do is search Super Fly Boys, or you want to search Show Tizzy, SHOWTIZZI, and he the only person named that, and you add that brother, and that's who you asked to get on that new Silverback season mixtape or Silverback season 3 DVD.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? You seen it, right? You seen the DVD. How you feel about that, John?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was hot, but I feel as though a lot of people on there was talking nonsense, you know what I'm saying? I didn't want to get to the point, you know what I mean, what they was on there for. They was just, you know what I'm saying, talking a bunch of,
it was just on that, John.
Yeah, because so a couple of guys were scared to express themselves a little bit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't know why people do that. Hey, man, you got me, man.
I dig that, because, you know what I mean, for real.
Push, like, wasting
I dig that, because, you know what I'm saying, I feel as though if you want to go against them, yeah, I mean, first of all, most of the people that's out there, you're not going to get on anyway. So it's not like you burning your bridges, because if you wasn't trying to pay them, they wasn't trying to put you on anyway. So you might as well just come out with the whole shit. You know what I mean? A lot of people you can see was trying to play the safe side, but some people kept it real. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I dug. I dug the people who kept it funky. You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It was a couple like nice Philly rappers on there that was saying some real shit, but a lot of rappers, they was talking a bunch of nonsense just trying to get their name on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? The DVD is definitely was the hottest things in the streets right now. Like my man Show Tizzy said, it's doing Airbender numbers, Avatar numbers, you know what I'm saying? Selling out, doing Denzel Training Day numbers, you know what I'm saying? You already know.
I'm waiting for number 3 to come out.
Yeah, that three is coming soon. Like I said, go on Facebook, hit up Show Tizzy. He gonna give you all the information about that. But we talking on the topic, since you seen the DVD, how you feel on the topic? Do you feel like it's loose and politics that block certain people out the game?
No, I feel as though, you know what I mean, if you got a something hot to say, and if you got a talent, then you should express it no matter what nobody say, what nobody feel, and all this beefing about who the hottest, who do this, who do that, put your money up. That's all I'm saying.
So basically you're saying what everybody's saying anyway. Money, you got to have money to make it somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be a rapper.
You got to have money, you got to have the ambition. You know what I'm saying? You got to have ambition. If you ain't got the ambition, then you know what I mean? You ain't going to get nowhere. You can't sit back and say that, you know what I mean? Expect somebody going to hear you. You got to go out and get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys, that's what it is. A lot of people sitting back waiting for people to give it to them, and it's like nobody's going to give it to you. You got to go out there and take it. You know what I mean? I'm an artist myself, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't even know I rap, but that's where I came from. That's where I started from. I'm an artist, but I felt as though I had different talents where I could showcase other people, and then all love comes back. When you show people love, they seen that you show them love. So when you do your thing, it'd be that much easier to get support, because people see that you show love. That's what they want. They want people who show love. That's it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I just want to call you a shout out of love, and I'm doing your thing.
I appreciate that. I'm going to see you tomorrow, right?
Well, yeah, definitely.
All right, so I'm definitely going to see him tomorrow. Anybody want to hit up Buck Bandit Productions, you know what I'm saying, get some studio time, that quality, you know what I'm saying, definitely you can hit me up at 443-BBTV-MAG. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even going to tell you the numbers that's for, because I got that number so I can say that. So you're going to have to look on your phone and figure that shit out. It's like, no. It's 443-228-8624. I mean, definitely hit me up. And, I mean, you know what it is. That's what we do, BBTV. We help artists who help themselves. You know what I'm saying? Miss Banks still on the line. Miss Banks, like, anybody got some questions for Miss Banks? Because she's been on the line, and I let her be pretty calm. And it got to be some nice questions, fellas. Don't get too out of whack, because I don't want to have to hang up on you. You know what I'm saying?
But anybody that want to ask Ms. Banks something, you know what I'm saying, this is your time to feel free. So who wants to step up first?
Me.
All right. Who said me? Who is that?
Young CEO. All
right. Let's hear what you got from Ms. Banks, brother.
The new photo's going to come out. Like, what are you taking right now?
I'll be shooting a movie next week called The Kill Spot. And I have, I did two photo shoots today. One of the pictures are up on my fan page on my Facebook. I have another photo shoot this upcoming week. So I have a lot going on. A lot.
All right. We're going to allow two more questions because we don't want y'all to get too overly excited. And you know what happens with us fellas get excited with a woman like Ms. Banks, you know what I'm saying? So we gonna get two people, and you can, I mean, don't be scared to ask no, you know what I mean, questions. Just don't be blunt about this shit, you know what I'm saying? If you wanna ask her something, ask her in a nice hood way. You know what I'm saying? Like we would like not like, bitch, where you going? Like, excuse me, you mind to tell me where the fuck you going? Something like that, you know what I'm saying?
One more question.
Go ahead, give me another question.
Bang, where the fuck is my brother at?
He right here, actually. He just walked in the house.
That's not a legitimate question, sir. We can't ask about other men. We can't ask about other men on the show. We don't do that. God damn it.
My family, though. Reno?
No, man, you can't do that. This is a live show. We can't ask for other men. As men, that's against the man code. You know what I'm saying? And because you miss, just because that's your brother, I'm not going to mute you because I fuck with this thing. But just know, that was an automatic mute, brother. You can't ask for another man. You know what I'm saying? But we still in the building, you know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking around, you know what I mean? It's Friday Night Fire. We got 10 minutes left, and I'm glad everybody is locked in. I mean, I appreciate all the love y'all give me. I got more episodes coming. I got video promos coming. Check out our interview next week we got, you know what I'm saying, with the boy Scorp, the boy. You definitely got to tune in. You know I mean, our topic for that day is, do you think weed should be legal and why? You know what I mean? Like, why wouldn't you want to tune in to have that discussion? Because I know everybody on this phone probably blazed at one point in time in their life. You know what I mean?
I haven't.
You haven't?
I never.
That's crazy. But we got a lot coming up, and we got that topic coming up with Scorp the boy. Y'all already know why. If you know Scorp, you know why.
You got the right nigga for that shit, huh?
And definitely, you can check Scorp up on Buck Bandit TV, too. You can check him up on the magazine site, or you can check him on YouTube, or just type in Buck Bandit TV, you know what I mean, Scorp, and you'll see his Hot 16. He next after KM Lynx with the Hot 16s with the most hits. You know what I'm saying? But we got a lot of people in the building, you know what I'm saying? We definitely showing love. I appreciate all the love y'all give. You know what I mean? So before we start going in for the last 8 minutes, it's going to be 5 minutes by the time we come back. But before we start going in, I want to play one more track, and then I'm going to let anybody head the floor to say whatever they want. If you want to promote whatever you want to promote, you know what I'm saying? When we come back from this track, that's your time to do it. So we're going to play a quick mix. This is Look Up and See You Later. So, you know what I mean, definitely check this out. We're going to come back and give all your shout-outs out. Even if you want to shout-out your boo, your next-door neighbor, you know what I mean, your man, your group, whatever. This is your time to shine. So here we go, Look Up, and we're going into See You Later, and then we coming right back. So let's get it.
Okay. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas train hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm hot, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Look at when I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas train hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm hot, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Yeah. Hey, little nigga, use a lane. You can sash the straight phone and your career ain't do a thing. I ain't never seen a plane treat you like baby boy with that ass. Bing. You ain't never shoot a thing. Fucking hard when this nigga fragile like Sting. For being the Reno name and I done done it all. I'm all. Something similar to John Ball. Always got your hand out, nigga get
tall. For that paper, I'm erasing, gotta get you brick tall. Cussing leads to pushing, pushing leads to shoving, shoving leads to blocking, and niggas ducking and breaking.
Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Look at what I cook up, you can see I'm by my mugger. Niggas playing hard when they sweet like sugar. When I come through, niggas all shook up. Yeah, I'm top, bitch. All you gotta do is look up. Yeah.
Arms. You already know what it is. The heart of Uptown. We on the rise, baby. They love us. Love us. Uptown.
It's what they did bring up. Yeah, I'm all about my paper. I just keep on getting money. Give a fuck about a hater. I try to let it go. And nigga, people talking gangster. But nigga, the one that try me. Yeah, I'll fuck them. See you later.
Right off the bat, she talking Gucci, talking Prada. I won't give up your dollar, baby. You ain't getting nada. If you got it, it's still tricking. I'll pay this if a visit. Imagine me spending it. I don't pay this if the tension. I'm the type to get played. This if the wishing. I'm the type to get laid. So this if the itching. My nigga with that pot so good. We call them boys the chemists. Find out she's bitching. We gon' run in your mouth just like a dentist. We don't stop before we end it. This drama, come on, boy. It's the business, we got next, move out the way or get rear ended. I'm getting haters through my rear view. Talk, but I can't hear you. Sitting on the top of hater, yeah, I got a clear view.
Yeah, I'm all about my paper. I just keep on getting money. Give a fuck about a hater. I try to let it go, and then get people talking gangster. But we get a one and try me, I'm a fuck them. See you later. I'm all about my paper. I just keep on getting money. Give a fuck about a hater. I try to let it go, and then get people talking gangster. But we get a one and try me, I'm a fuck them. See you later.
Yeah, I'ma buck them, see you later.
That's definitely from my, I was playing a couple of tracks from my mixtape, The Heart of Uptown. You know what I'm saying? Definitely coming soon with the movie. So whoever I got featured on is definitely going to be in the movie. Shout out to the Storm Boys. I'm supposed to get a track with them. You know what I mean? I got Gutterman, Da Vinci on it, the D-Bills, Maserati, Row. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get some drops from the Barbies. I definitely Miss Banks. So if you want to listen to this, I'm going to put her on there just so we can sell for her voice. You know what I'm saying? Like every song come on, I'm going to just have her say, BBTV, and it's over. You know what I mean? And it's over. Real rap. But this is the last couple minutes of the show. You know what I mean? I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Friday Night Fire. You know what I mean? I got all the love in the building. The line's been full all night. I swear to God, like, everybody's showing love. Even if you're just listening in, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to KM for sticking with us all night. Show Tizzy for sticking with us, just listening in. Shout out to Gutter Man. Just listening in, you know what I mean, donating his 2 cents. Shout out to Miss Dot, 8th Wonder Mineral Cosmetics. You know what I mean, BBTV, we definitely trying to get our own Buck Banded Barbie lip gloss line through 8th Wonder Cosmetics, so look for that soon because that's definitely coming. Shout out to Buck Banded Barbie, Miss Banks. She always showing love to BBTV, you know what I'm saying, always on her job. Check out the episodes of BBTV Presents featuring her. She definitely was... Yeah, I mean, she took some of my shine. Like, I'm like, I'm the host. Why the hell you keep taking the attention from me, goddammit? You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean, sometimes you got to realize that the guys, they want to see her more than me. And I appreciate that, because if you wanted to see me more, then we would have problems, brother. Me and you got to fight. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to everybody calling and showing love. This is the time I'm going to let, you know what I mean, a couple of the people on the phone, I'm going to go down the line and let everybody say what they got going on once again before we close out the show. I'm going to give you the numbers real quick. For the websites, go to buckbandedtvmagazine.yolasite.com. That's the site. We got a whole lot of the hottest underground artists, in my opinion. If they on there, I think they better than your favorite artists, period. You know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/BuckBandedTVMagazine. That's my Facebook page for you to add, because my other shit, I got 5,025. I don't even know you can get over 5,000. You know what I'm saying?
And we got the numbers BBTV Mag 443 BBTV Mag to get on the magazine. Call 347-903-BBTV to get on BBTV the show, and call 224 My Track to get on the Buck Bandit TV radio. I mean, we got more hot music coming for you. I got a lot of music I couldn't even get to because it's not even enough hours in a day. It's not enough minutes in an hour, and I'm glad to have all y'all on. So thanks for showing the love, and I'm going to open everybody up. I'm going to let go down the line. I'm going to let everybody shout out what they got going on. Make sure you tune in next Friday with Scorp the Boy with the topic, do you think weed should be legal? And why? You know what I'm saying? We all think that.
I think so.
I'm going to go straight down the line. I'm going to let everybody get a shout-outs real quick. You know what I mean? We're closing out the show online, but we still on. We got 215-863. What's your name? And get some shout-outs. 215-8. Oh, no, my fault. That's Tizzy. My bad. Yo, let me get the block caller. You know you block because... we already talked about that, but give your name and a couple shout-outs. Black caller. All right, well, we're going to mute them out now. Shout-out. They messing up the rotation of shout-outs. This is y'all time, damn it. All right. Gutterman, give your shout-outs, bro.
Yeah, I just wanted to give a shout-out to the Buck, first of all, for holding it down. I want to let everybody know, go to datpimp.com, datpimp.com, and type in The Art of Da Vinci to hear my new mix that just came out. And also, you can go to buckbanditvmagazine.yolasite.com. Yes, exactly. They have my mixtape and plus all the hot new shit that's going down in Philadelphia right now. I want to give a shout-out to my man, Show Tizzy, because the DVD was off the hook. It's showing some real shit was going on. KM Links, you already know what it is, dog. You be holding it down. So, you know what I mean? Just, yo, the buck going wild. That's all I got to say. The buck going wild.
Alright, and since you said Cam Links, give your shout outs, bro.
I wanna give a shout out, man, definitely BBTV, man. You know you've been holding me down from day one, man. I'm saying, you know, I ain't gonna get into all that because he's my last shot. Shit, you know what I mean, shout out shit. But yeah, I'm saying shout out to Gutter, man, shout out to Ms. Banks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Superfly boys, you know what I'm saying, for calling in, man. We had a good, you know what I'm saying, had a good conversation tonight. You know what I'm saying? My Storm boys, my SME boys, man, the whole Philly. If you whack, leave it alone. I ain't fucking with you. Don't ask me to do that. You know what I'm saying? But,
yeah,
man, we on it, man.
We on there. And we got 484-948. You get, what's your name and get some shout-outs?
Hey, Reno. This is Miss Phoenix, the model. How are you? Calling to get you.
Oh, Miss Phoenix, what's up?
Hi, baby. I know I owe you some time, don't I?
Oh, yeah. You owe me some time. And we definitely going to, and for those of you who don't know, Miss Phoenix is definitely another beautiful Buck Bandit Barbie. We got to get her photos straight. But we definitely going to feature on her on some upcoming episodes and interviews. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to hold you down. What's going on with you?
Nothing. And I got to give a shout out to my two Miss Banks. Do that.
Yes, I do that.
Yes. You already know.
You already know.
I try to, you know, surround myself with people on their job, with people that's on their game. You know what I'm saying? Like, Miss Phoenix, before she was even named the Buck Bandit Barbie, was on set with us, fucking around, making everybody laugh. I'm like, how can you pass that up? She, you know what I mean? She talk about Buck Bandit bobbleheads and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not? You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody, though, man. I appreciate, though. I hope y'all stay regulars on the show. You know what I mean? Keep calling up. Friday Night Fire every week. We going to bring some fire, more music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole Buck Bandit TV magazine.yolasite.com network. Shout out to Philly Network, too, my man Peace. He didn't get a chance to call up, but I told him I was going to shout him out anyway. Shout out to Blockhead, you know what I mean, with the beats, the music. Shout out to my NE fam, T-Lo and all them. Shout out to Uptown. Uptown always in the building. Shout out to the Fly Boys. They definitely show me love and sponsor. some of the shows for BBTV. Shout out to 8th Wonder Mineral Cosmetics for hooking up the Barbies with the, you know what I mean, nice little sample so they can look real beautiful for the screen. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I mean, shout out to everybody. Love to everybody. I ain't going to turn this to a love fest. Get the hell out of my face. Go to sleep. Go get your Midnight Munchies first. Tune in to BBTV. And I'll see y'all next Friday, man. Hit me up on Facebook, man.
It's going down, shorty. Pop, pop.
Ha! One, baby.